USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Mansa Slawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, there have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I am optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
With less than a day to go before two important Senate runoff elections in Georgia, there have been challenges made against the integrity of elections in the state, including from President Trump. Gabriel Sterling is the Elections Administration Manager for Georgia, and he maintains that there hasn't been widespread voter fraud in his state. He tells Fox News that with new security measures in place, it would be difficult to pull off the level of fraud like the president is accusing.
We've introduced all kinds of security measures even before the November election, and most of these claims we've seen have been spurious, ridiculous, misinformation, disinformation. I mean, we have a driver's license now as part of the identification process for absentee ballots. There's 75% of them that were requested through absentee ballot portal. We have voter ID when you check in. We've had over 3 million votes that have been cast so far. My big concern is that the president's claims and the continuing disinformation surrounding the fact that there was issues in this election, which in Georgia so far we have found there's always going to be illegal votes. We've not found anything approaching what the president is claiming.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Politics will continue to dominate the landscape this week. Georgia's Senate runoff elections are on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, Congress will do a final count of the Electoral College vote in the 2020 presidential election. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, tells Fox News his objections to that count.
We're at an extraordinary time in our country's history. We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position and assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration.
And the NCAA says it will hold this season's men's basketball championship in a single location. All 67 games of the 2021 tournament will take place in Indiana, with the majority being played in Indianapolis. The Final Four is still set for April 3rd and 5th, now at Lucas Oil Stadium. The NCAA says decisions about allowing fans at games will be made closer to the tournament start. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.